From KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. Some 20,000 people are homeless each year in San Francisco, according to the city's latest estimates, and that's despite a slight decline in the number of people on the streets or in shelters since before the pandemic. The city does regular sweeps of homeless encampments, and now a group of unhoused San Francisco residents are suing the city over this practice. Here to talk us through it is KQED housing reporter Vanessa Rancagno. Vanessa, what is the lawsuit alleging about the city's sweeps of these encampments?
Basically, that they're unconstitutional. The lawyers are arguing that these forced displacements and the destruction of property that can go along with them violate unhoused people's constitutional rights. And beyond that, that these practices are really counterproductive. So they're a poor investment. They say they want to see resources shifted away from enforcement toward affordable housing.
The lawsuit's plaintiffs include several unhoused residents of the city. What do they say that they have experienced?
So they all say that they had property destroyed in these sweeps, including things that they need to survive, like tents or clothes or heaters. But there's also a man who says he had his godmother's ashes destroyed. Another man says he lost photos and documents. And there's a woman who says she had her prosthetics taken away.
And you talked to one of the plaintiffs recently, right?
I talked to Toro Castaño. He was on the streets for 2 years in the Castro neighborhood, and he says he was forced to move almost every day during that time. According to the complaint, he had his things taken four times, and he settled a claim against the city for $9,000 after his stuff was destroyed.
And a lot of things they're taking are warm clothes, warm jackets, a blanket, things that you need just to survive. It's very traumatic because you're outside with limited resources, and it's very cold. You know, putting people in desperate situations.
He and other people involved say this actually perpetuates homelessness, both because it can make it harder for people to have the mental bandwidth to do things like make good decisions or apply for jobs, but also because sometimes people have things that they need, like IDs or cell phones taken, and that can lead them to miss appointments with service providers and even miss housing opportunities. So, like everybody I talked to who's involved in this, he said he hopes the suit leads the city to invest more in affordable housing and to better conditions for people on the streets.
What are the legal arguments that they're making?
Basically, that the city is punishing residents who have nowhere to go. They say that's a violation of the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution that prohibits cruel and unusual punishment. So this argument draws on the Ninth Circuit's 2019 decision in this very famous Martin v. Boise case, which found that people who are homeless can't be penalized for sleeping on public property if there's no alternative offered. So that has really tied cities' hands in terms of being able to enforce bans on people sleeping outside. This suit is also alleging violations of the Fourth Amendment's protection against unreasonable searches and seizures and the 14th Amendment's due process requirement.
What are the goals of the lawsuit?
It's asking the court to prevent the city from punishing people for sleeping on public property or taking their belongings until the city can guarantee that there's appropriate shelter available. And the suit is asking for some kind of monitoring system to be put in place to ensure that the city's living up to that requirement.
Has the city responded to this?
A spokesperson for the city attorney's office said the city is focused on expanding temporary shelter and permanent housing options and will respond to the lawsuit in court. Then a spokesperson for the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing pointed to some progress. She said the city has almost doubled the number of housing units dedicated to people leaving homelessness since 2017.
Thanks so much for this update, Vanessa.
You're welcome.
That was KQED housing reporter Vanessa Rancagno, and I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.